This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford.
Stephen Pickford here with you once again on Travel World. Came back from Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago where I had the opportunity to stay at the Renaissance Las Vegas Hotel and had a great stay and enjoyed myself immensely. And joining us now to tell us a little bit more about the hotel is Fred DeSota with the Renaissance Las Vegas. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you, Stephen. Good afternoon.
Well, glad you could join us. Now, what I really enjoyed about the Renaissance was you stepped into the Renaissance, and it was like a quiet oasis from the hustle and bustle of the Strip. You were right nearby, but you didn't have to listen to all the cling, cling, clang and the multitude of smokers in the door. You were like a very restful, peaceful hotel.
You know, I appreciate it, and that's really what sets us apart. You know, we are the only AAA Four Diamond hotel in Las Vegas. It's non-gaming and non-smoking. And, you know, our access to the Strip, if you want to go down there and enjoy that as well, you know, we've got the monorail 100 yards outside of our front door. But, you know, we really, we offer just an oasis or a getaway from just the regular hustle and bustle of that of the Strip and the slot machines and the smoke. And it's a nice reprieve from the day-to-day playground of Las Vegas.
Well, particularly family-friendly. If you're coming to Las Vegas with a family and you want to have a place where they aren't exposed to some of those elements and you can explore the area from a nice, quiet base, the Renaissance Las Vegas certainly fits the bill.
Absolutely. We welcome families all together, especially those that are coming out just for a leisure, either a leisure travel weekend or a stay during the week. And you know, as you know right now, there's some great specials and opportunities to come to Las Vegas. And I think if you want to bring the children and stay away from the casino environment, then we're just a welcome choice.
Well, the proximity to the monorail, as you mentioned, I just took the monorail as a ride because it's like fun to see both daytime and nighttime the sights from the monorail. And it isn't crowded. It's very easy to use, and you beat all the traffic. Although part of the fun of going up and down the Strip is the bumper-to-bumper traffic sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, the monorail, the other nice thing about it, it's very affordable. It's either, if you want to go on a one-way trip, it's $5. Otherwise, you can buy a 24-hour pass that gives you unlimited rides for $9. So, you know, really the fact of affordability and the ease of access to the Strip, it's a five-minute trip. And then, of course, you can be right back at the hotel in a matter of minutes.
One of the other things which is particularly appealing about this property is also for the business traveler, because you have also the full high-speed internet, which is even suitable to large high-tech conventions.
Absolutely. We have high-speed internet throughout the entire property, both in the public space and, of course, the guest rooms themselves. And for the business traveler, you know, as you're aware, we also sit about 300 yards from the front door of the largest convention center in the United States, the Las Vegas Convention Center. So we're great and easy access to all those venues as well.
Well, the convention center, I mean, Willem was telling me the time he went to the convention there a few years ago, and he didn't see half the exhibits, even though he was a couple of days. So again, you come back from all of that sensory perception of people, and booths and information and sensory overload, and you come back and there's the Renaissance Las Vegas to relax in, particularly I like the little quiet pool area just off the lobby.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, we just reopened it today. We just spent about $250,000 redoing both the flooring of the pool itself and the patio all around the pool, as well as all of our pool furniture, so it's got a whole new look and feel. We think it's much more welcoming, and, you know, considering the fact the hotel's only just over 4 years old, to have that kind of, you know, input back into our capital expenditures, I think people will recognize it right away when they enter the building.
I want to come back to the non-gaming aspect of the hotel. To my knowledge, it's one of the only ones, if not the only hotel in Las Vegas, capable of holding a convention, which is a non-gaming property.
That's correct, and the largest, as a matter of fact, with almost 550 rooms and 30 suites. We have the ability to do, you know, just about anything necessary from that perspective. You know, the non-gaming, of course, was a big discussion when this hotel was built, and for that matter, a risk in some instances, being one of the first non-gaming hotels to be built there. And we found that it's been a huge success, you know, based on our earlier conversations about the ability to get away of you know, all the noise of that a casino brings, which is, you know, also part of the excitement of Las Vegas. But with our hotel, you have the opportunity to get away from that and still enjoy it. So it's a nice differentiator from the Strip itself.
Have you found it to be a competitive advantage in this particular economic climate, where sometimes Las Vegas is seen to be a playground destination for attracting corporate customers who want to hold their conventions there rather than, say, some other city like San Diego?
Without question. You know, we have to, obviously, in these times of, you know, some of the larger financial institutions and others that have decided not to come to Las Vegas for those exact reasons, the way that we, you know, we've been able to sell with an advantage with our property is exactly that we, you know, we have an opportunity to focus on business. You know, we are a business hotel, yet we offer all the amenities that any other hotel does. But we also have the ability to share that not only we're in Las Vegas, but we don't have the worry of gambling. So it makes a nice, easy choice, I think, for some meeting planners.
And because you're part of the Marriott chain, that also adds to the business whole background of the hotel property.
Absolutely, without question. You know, that's the reason that we chose the Marriott chain for this particular project to be a part of. And, you know, coupled with the fact that we're also non-smoking, which all Marriotts are now, as you know, like I said, it really is an easy choice for a lot of planners and for families to still be able to come to Vegas, still be able to enjoy what it has to offer, yet get away from any of the other things that may have kept you away in the first place.
One of the things Stephen was raving to me about was the food at the Envy Bar. Can you tell me a little bit more about that restaurant?
Yes, we have Envy the Steakhouse, and we have the Envy Lounge, which is connected to it as well. And it's actually been considered and ranked one of the top three steakhouses in Las Vegas. And it's been a tremendous success for us. We obviously have all of the offerings that you would find in any traditional steakhouse, but we've kind of taken it to another level, whereas it's not a traditional steakhouse atmosphere or decor. It's much more contemporary, not too modern that you would feel out of place, but contemporary enough with a menu that is changed on a quarterly basis and updated with the freshest ingredients. And we have received nothing but just phenomenal comments with regard to our restaurant.
On the Sunday
lounge side, we're just about to offer live music every Wednesday. We'll have a pianist in the lounge as well, where you can order the same food off the Envy menu. We also have a bar menu, and of course we have a plethora of signature drinks that you can enjoy as well.
Well, the Sunday brunch was certainly very nice, and it brought in a lot of people who lived in the area, which a lot of times hotels tend to have the food and beverage, and it's for people just staying there. But the Sunday brunch was very recognized by the local population as the place to come for a great meal.
I tell you, Steve, it continues to get bigger and better. And, you know, the word is out. The brunch has become one of the best in town. And we've only been doing it for about 6 weeks now since we started the new concept and a new buffet concept, new pricing with new menu items. And it's amazing. We had an event for Easter just last week. And actually, we couldn't take any more reservations. And it's the first time that we've unfortunately had to turn some folks away. So as we move forward, I would recommend that folks make reservations on Sunday brunch for sure.
We got about a minute and a half left. What I'd like to get into is anything that you feel that we've missed, something that really stands out or you really want to get across about your property.
Well, you know, I think we've covered a lot of the basics of the hotel, but I will tell you that, you know, considering the fact that we're also fairly new, with, you know, the amount of effort that's gone into this property to make you feel like you're a welcome guest, no matter whether you're there on business or there with your families, or, you know, we cater to guest needs, and services are number one priority. So, you know, outside of just the fact that we're non-gaming and non-smoking, we want you to return. And I think that sets us apart from a lot of hotels, especially the big hotels. You know, some of the largest hotels in the world reside in Las Vegas, and they're beautiful and they're fun to go to, but you know, I'm not so sure that they're always able to, given our size, be able to really offer a true guest experience and really, really welcome you to a property where we want you to enjoy yourselves, be comfortable, relax, and of course, at the end of the day, we want you to leave and with the ability to want to return. So that's what we hope for.
The Renaissance Las Vegas is on Paradise Road, right adjacent to the Las Vegas Convention Center, right off the monorail line. Convenient and free parking, as it is these days in Vegas, which is fantastic. A great hotel. Steve, any further comments?
Yeah, great people there, as we talked about. Friendly people. They, you know, couldn't be more hospitable, more accommodating. 1-800-750-0980 for reservations. www.renaissancelasvegas.com for more information about the Renaissance Las Vegas. Beautiful rooms, quiet rooms. Loved having the separate shower stall. That's always a great amenity to have. And a great night's sleep. Couldn't hear any road noise. It was just a beautiful, relaxing experience, and it was a great place to come back to after all of that hustle and bustle of the shows and the strip and the gambling and the all of the hustle and bustle of life. We need a place to relax. Las Vegas is a great city. The Renaissance Las Vegas is the hotel in Las Vegas for that relaxation.
Thank you for joining us on our show today, and we're looking forward to have you on a future segment. This is the Travel
Thanks,
World.
John.
This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.